8:05, the time on the Mornings with Ed show. A very good Friday morning to you. And it has been a while. I know we've done chamber chat, but we've been missing something in this room. And I'm like, where's the missing piece to the puzzle? Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, in with us this morning. Welcome back!
Thanks, Ed. It's really good to be back with you here on Fridays behind the microphone.
It's so nice to have. Now, you went off with a foot injury.
And
You had some surgery to repair the foot. Are you ready to kick some field goals this coming Sunday?
Well, I'm ready to root for the 49ers to kick some field goals.
Yeah, let's take 10 seconds before we introduce our guest. Let's take 10 seconds and talk some football here.
You.
Okay. So, what are you expecting to see from your 49ers this coming Sunday?
Defense. Right. Stop the Chiefs.
And that's a tough task so far in the playoffs.
It is a tough task. However, you have to remember, Patrick Mahomes is their secret weapon. So if we can get to Patrick Mahomes, we're good to go.
Right. And as far as your offense goes, Jimmy Garoppolo really hasn't thrown very much or had to throw very much.
He has not had to. Raheem Mostert is our superstar, number 31, who went to college with my daughter.
Right. And they're calling the run game like old school, but really it's a new school run game they're doing with a lot of play action. The 49ers have the run game down.
They have the run game down, and they do have their alternate plan. Jimmy G can throw.
He can throw.
He didn't need to against Green Bay, but he can throw.
And he's among the highest rated passers when he's pushed out of the pocket to throw. So
that's right.
I can't wait
Sunday. We're going to go. We're going to do it.
Do you have a prediction?
We're just going to win. I don't know what the score is going to be, but we're going to kick some Chief butt right now.
All right. We'll break down all the details a little bit later on. Yeah, thank you for that, Paula. Now, as we fade out of the NFL, you brought some people from Cox Communications here.
And
speaking with them in just the last couple of seconds, quite intelligent, both of them. So I've got Kristen Camulia and Adriana Galdamez. Did I do that right?
You did that perfect. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for having us this morning.
Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Excited to be here.
Especially early this morning. Now, this is the 20th anniversary of Cox Charities, right?
Yes.
I'm seeing
2019.
2019 was. So 20th. So actually, we're pushing into that 21st year.
That's right.
All right. What can we expect from you guys in our 21st year of Cox and the Cox Charities?
Well, you know what? More giving in the community.
Okay.
We have what's called the Cox Scholars Program, where we're providing scholarships to young seniors.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to get information on that, it's coxcharitiesca.org. So the application is open right now. And just really for the 21st year, just a lot more giving. Our employees are super generous. We have a foundation, and so employees give, and then the company matches. So it's just pretty amazing to be part of this company.
If I work there and I choose, let's say, take $100 out of each check, the company matches that $100 toward the charities.
That's right.
And do I still get a tax break on that?
You know, I don't think you do.
The answer would be yes. I'm married to a tax attorney.
Thank you so much, Paula. Thank you so much for that. All right. Well, hey, that sounds like a winning combination there. Kristen, what's your day like?
No 2 days are the same.
Okay.
Truly, I'm a person who kind of puts out a lot of fires. any given day, it's anybody's guess.
Okay. And specifically, what do you do there?
So I work in government affairs. I kind of serve as the company's liaison to a lot of the local municipalities that we serve.
Okay.
So that's stepping in if there's issues related to projects or permitting, local ordinance type things. Anytime there's a question or, you know, an escalation that comes from City Hall, I'm your girl.
Now you mentioned escalation from City Hall. What exactly would an escalation from City Hall be
what
for a project you're working on?
It looks like somebody who has a question on their bill and they called City Hall instead of Cox, and then City Hall calls us.
Okay.
We try to be as responsive as we can.
Sounds like the chamber world.
It does, doesn't it? It's very similar. And how long have you been there?
I have been there 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Adriana, tell me what you do.
Sure. So I am the public affairs manager.
Okay.
So I have an amazing team. I have a Casey Hawk on my team, and then also Kyle Detz, who covers Santa Barbara. And so we do all our what's called corporate social responsibility, all our CSR programming, our foundation work. But really, it's all the community relations elements of the work that we do and giving back to the community. So.
Okay. And in the community relations element of it, are you specifically and is your finger on the button of those, or do you delegate that a little bit here?
You know, it's a good mix. I mean, I have a great team. So they are just amazing at what they do, and they're passionate. And so I think it's a little bit of both. It's very collaborative. And that's just the way that the way that I like to work.
Okay. Now, I have a question, and this is really just kind of a radio station question for I don't know that you can answer this question. So I have Cox, obviously. So I go to the 900s or whatever where they have the music, yeah. right? And then there's the radio stations. Right on that, I want to get us on that radio station.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Hey.
I want to be on there. How do I do that?
You just talk to us. Give All me right. your card.
Oh my God! All right, hold on.
It's called Music Choice, right. And it's really an amazing offering.
It is.
Yeah, we would love to. We would love to chat.
All right. So, if you've never been part of this, if you don't go that deep into the channels, if you just stay in the 300s with Law and Order and all that stuff, but if you go into the 900s, there's great all music. The stuff. Music Choice yeah. is fantastic. I that's part of the personal stash of what I have. At the house and listen to. So yeah, we'll talk.
There you go.
All right, so neither of you, as Paula and I were discussing football, neither of you are sports fans.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm a sports fan, but I don't follow anything.
I still like them.
I do too.
Like, please don't ask me anything related to football.
Now, growing up, what were you like as a student? I get the feeling teacher's pet over here.
Oh yeah, you pegged me. Yeah, totally type A. Straight A's and all the things.
Okay.
Yeah, everything you imagine.
And attendance there every day.
I mean ASB, varsity sports.
Oh my goodness.
Straight A student.
I stole my first car at the age of 13.
It was all those.
That's how Paula and I met.
It's
in juvie.
It's actually true.
Yeah. We met in juvie hall. Yeah.
For another night.
Adriana, tell me about your youth.
Yeah, so I grew up in San Diego, California, okay. And I love school. I mean, I think that was just kind of, I love being around people. I love meeting new people. So I was in ASB, I was in sports, although I'm not a football fan. I loved running. I always did. I still do. I don't know. It was just like my outlet. And
Paula and I would have been such bad influences on these two.
And here's what Ed and I found out is that we actually grew up in Vegas. We're the same age and we grew up in Vegas, but we never met while we were there.
Right. Wow, the cool. entire
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Entire, every once in a while, I think maybe I met her at this club. No, it never happened.
Your paths probably crossed though.
So I also want to interject that not only is Cox in their charity super generous with their local chambers and their government, they work from what I've seen all around South Orange County.
Right.
I was, as you know, I came from 10 years with Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
They were always the first to sponsor a table at the gala or give something for an event. And also we produce those 30-second spots, which they are very generously air
right.
for us. So it's a bigger picture than our little small community.
I'm sorry, you were about to say something.
Yeah, no, Cox loves partnering with the chambers. They're always such an amazing avenue to just access the community,
right.
you know, in the communities we serve and really demonstrate that we really care about the economic vitality of the communities we serve. We're a true community partner. You know, we're not just a service provider. You know, we put our money where our mouth is. We show up. You know, you see us at these events. We're on local boards, et cetera, you know, just really to demonstrate that commitment to the community.
And the only reason Kristen wasn't at the Taste of Laguna is I believe she was being honored that night by the Irvine Chamber of Commerce. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good goodness.
Memory.
Well, I missed you.
Paul, I would be there in a heartbeat, but they're giving me this pretty little trophy. I gotta go.
Yeah. Again, teacher's pet. What do you want?
Yeah.
So I just recently Cox released $35,000 for additional grants, right? Here within the Orange County area. Am I crazy or did I read that?
That's right.
Yes? Okay. Thank you. Whew. That was close, Ed. That was close, Ed. So what do you see in the coming year, Kristen?
In the coming year, a lot more of the same. We're not going anywhere.
Right.
You're going to see us continue to show up at events, continue to give back to the community, participate in as locally as we can.
Right.
And really, again, just be that community resource.
I want to tell you the genius behind this kind. I'm not going to blow smoke in your face. I would never do that. But the genius behind this company is that back in the 90s, you were the ones digging the underground cables and laying down the infrastructure for what everyone is right now jealous about today. Am I wrong there?
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, the infrastructure, laying cable and fiber in the ground, it's
right.
an expensive prospect, right?
Right?
People ask us a lot, you know, why aren't there more? Why aren't there more? Right. And there are, but really that fiber in the ground, it's such an inexpensive prospect, especially as years go on and, you know, permitting fees and all the things, it becomes very expensive. So we did it. We invested early. That fiber's in the ground. You know, more than 90% of the path between our head end and homes is fiber. It's there. We're future-proof is what we call it.
Yeah. You were doing it in the 90s. AT&T wasn't doing it. Pac Bell, who's gone now, didn't. Nobody did it. You guys did it.
They're catching on.
Right on. Okay, so if a nonprofit wants to be a part of this and receive some, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is just visiting coxcharitiesca.org. Okay. And there's an opportunity for folks to go in there and submit an application for consideration. But like Paula mentioned, I mean, we have really great partnerships. And so we'd love to consider expanding that. We work very closely with the Boys and Girls Clubs and mm-hmm. other organizations that, you know, really not only in Laguna Beach, but in South Orange County. So anybody who's interested and wanting.
And we have it on our website. I believe we just posted their ask on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you both. Once again, if you missed any portion of this, I'll have it up on podcast later on this morning, along with a song they've chosen.
Yes.
A very cool, special song. And you can only get that on the podcast at the KX93.5 website. So Kristen Camulia, Adriana Galdames, thank you very much for coming in. Paula, anything before we go, Super Bowl-wise or anything else?
No, just go 49ers.
Okay. All right. It's been Chamber Chat. Thank you very much for everybody for coming in.